الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولئن قتلتم في سبيل الله ومتم لمغفرة من الله ورحمة خير مما يجمعون. ولئن متم أو قتلتم لإلى الله تحشرون. In the previous ayat we read, where Allah warned us that we should not imitate the non-believers in any aspect, whether it is our living style, our dressing, our education, even the words what the kuffar speak, which we should not speak those words also. That was with particular reference, the kuffar, they say, because they don't believe in Allah. If somebody died when he was traveling, they say, if you stayed at home, you should not have died. If you should not have gone here, you should not have died, etc. So Muslims are warned out, those are not the words of a Muslim. A Muslim knows, as Allah Ta'ala said in the previous ayat, وَاللَّهُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. It is only Allah who gives death and life. Death cannot come to any person without the command of Allah at any time, at any place. Only what Allah Ta'ala has willed. And Allah is watching all what you are saying also. Allah is hearing, Allah is watching everything. So don't say this word of kufr like the kuffar, that had you not gone in jihad, you should not have died. Or have you not gone this place, you should not have died. Mort is written for a person, and even if it's at home, as the Quran says, Sharif says in another place, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. If you are in very, very strong towers, very solid, there also death will come and find you if it's written for you there. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains now the matters of dying in the path of Allah and while traveling. وَلَئِن قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Or agar tum mare gaye Allah ke raah mein, and if you were killed in the path of Allah, that is if you were made shaheed, wa muttum and mar gaye and you died, la maghfiratun min Allah, to bakhshish Allah ki, wa rahmatun aur meherbani uski, khairum mimma yajma'un, behtar hai us cheez se jo wo jama karte hai, is much, much more superior and better than all that which they are collecting and gathering. That is, the kuffar by and large, they live for this dunya and they earn for the dunya, and then they make investments, pile their money up for dunya's sake. So Allah says, passing away in the path of Allah, that is how a Muslim thinks. In fact, it comes in a hadith, if a person does not ever think of making jihad, the thought doesn't come to him, the desire doesn't come to him, when he dies on one path of hypocrisy. So a person must have, that is how a Muslim, that is the urge must be in him, that I should go for jihad, I give my life for Allah Ta'ala. And when he does that, then that the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala is much, much more greater. Allah's forgiveness, Allah's rahmat. The shuhada will enjoy a very high position and get this very special favors of Allah Ta'ala. And that must be the desire of every believer, that for the deen of Allah, I want to give my life. Not that we try and keep away, even if a person like died in the pandemic, he also died, he also gets a mort of a shaheed. But how many of us, we just try to even keep away from the masajid, that we must not get the pandemic. We were not attending funerals, even of close family people, that I mustn't get the disease. A mu'min never thinks in that way. He thinks, he knows everything is fixed by Allah, and if I die in the pandemic, it is also mort of shaheed. But that is for a person who got that yaqeen and iman on akhirat. وَلَئِن مُتْتُمْ أَوْ قُتِلْتُمْ or agar tum mar gaye ya mare gaye, and if you die a natural death, what we say, that there wasn't any fighting, you just died while traveling, or you were killed, you were made shaheed, لَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, to albatta Allah hi ke aage ikhatte honge tum sab, then you will be all collected by Allah Ta'ala, you will come to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So much also, a mu'min should not be afraid, for even if a person comes in with a gun in front of him, he should. And how many people told when the people came with their guns? They told them, "Come, shoot me if you can. My life and death is not in your gun, and you can do nothing to me. Tell me, Allah is not written my death. Death cannot come." And Allah put so much fear in those people, though they had the gun, and this person had no arm, anything arms, but he had his iman, and they actually ran away from there. So, and many cases like that. So it is that we have to have our iman. Today we also follow even the advice of the kuffar, that if they come and attack you, then don't retaliate, don't do anything. They want to steal all your things, let them steal it. Whereas it comes in the hadith, if a person gets killed while protecting himself, his wealth, his family, he dies as a shaheed. So a mu'min must have the desire to protect, not just to give away things. But we are taught by the kuffar that when any crooks come or anyone, that don't try and fight them. Don't defend yourself. Just let them do what they want to. That's definitely not the way of the mu'mineen, of the believers. A mu'min is a brave person, a courageous person. He has got Allah Ta'ala on his side. But unfortunately, we have just got the name of Iman in Islam, so Allah is not on our side. Allah is not with the name of Iman in Islam, with the reality of Iman in Islam. So in these ayat also, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us these great lessons. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, dying on his bed at home, he says, tell the cowards of the world that mort will find you on its place. He says, 60 times I went out in jihad. There isn't any part of my body that there isn't a scar, a cut of anything. But yet today, my desire of going in jihad was not to win the jihad, not to gain the booty. My only desire was to become shaheed. But yet mort is finding me on my bed at home. And he says, I'm dying like a camel, they're dying at home. And Hazrat Maulana Shaykh al-Hind, Maulana Mahmood al-Hassan sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, said that Hazrat Khalid did not have to have that sorrow that he's dying at home. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title of Saifullah, the sword of Allah. And nobody can break the sword of Allah. So the kuffar, it was impossible for them to make him shaheed. Because he is the sword of Allah, and the sword of Allah will not become shaheed. So he could not become shaheed, because he had that high position. Anyway, that is the condition of a true believer. But unfortunately, today we speak also like the kuffar. Our thinking is like the kuffar. Our lifestyle is like the kuffar. The only thing we still got is the word Islam, which comes in the hadith, لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه. A time will come when only the name of Islam will be left. And our Islam also, even the name, is not the original Islam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Modern Islam, watered down Islam, Islam that pleases the enemies of Islam. That kind of Islam we have got, just the name of that also. Allah give us the reality. And for that, it's just not going to fall from the air. Dua also we must make, and the effort also to become. And immediately we die, when we be in our grave, we will be asked about this. Mar Rabbuka, who was your Rabb? Did you believe that the gun can protect you? Did you believe that food can sustain you? Medicine can give you shifa? Or did you believe Allah alone is the doer of everything? That will be the first question. And if that is not in our heart, or even if we're just talking about it, and that yaqeen is not in our heart, we'll have very grave problems in the grave. And nobody will be there to be able to know also, or to come and help us in any way. Nothing and nobody. It is for us to build that Iman and Islam of ours. May Allah give us tawfiq.